Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen across this great nation and across the world. You're listening to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean. It is a great honor to bring to you this hour Dr. David Ray Griffin, a full-time academic from 1973 to 2004, a theologian, a researcher, an author, an American. Good afternoon to you, Dr. David Ray Griffin.
Good afternoon, Barbara Jean.
My pleasure to speak with you. This past week, I have exhorted and encouraged the listeners of RBN through my program to revisit sites in regard to the 9/11 and the videos that are out there, and to kindle in their hearts and minds the event that took place that is now available in many ways, many interpretations through YouTube. And one of them, of course, was one of yours, and maybe then another one of yours speaking here and there all across the world. Good afternoon to you, and I would invite you to speak with this audience in what you deem to be most important with all your research, and to remind you that there will be a quick break shortly, and then we'll have a longer segment. So welcome to Dr. David Ray Griffin. We are honored.
Well, I'm glad to be with you again, Barbara Jean.
Well, you became a writer, and you tried to expose, and you did this all since 2004.
Yes, I was rather late coming to the realization of what had happened. Like a lot of people, I didn't know much about the relevant details. I didn't know about standard operating procedures for intercepting problematic airliners. I didn't know about steel-framed high-rise buildings, so I didn't know that the fire couldn't have brought the buildings down and all that. So I just just out of ignorance, accepted the official story for the first year and a half. Even after about a year, somebody introduced me to some of the evidence and said it was an inside job, and I said, well, I would look at it, and I looked at it, and I don't remember now what it was. It was on a few websites, but I didn't find it convincing, so I just went back to my other work. And I mention that because a lot of people say, oh, you 9/11 guys, you're all conspiracy theorists, and you just hated Bush and Cheney, so you just wanted to pin this on them. Well, you know, I wasn't fond of Bush and Cheney, but I wasn't going to accuse them of this just because I didn't like them. And it wasn't until I saw the evidence. And a lot of people, most of the leaders in the movement came to it rather late, so they don't fit the caricature of the conspiracy theorists, like Richard Gage, who started Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. He didn't wake up until, he was actually listening to Bonnie interview me on Guns and Butter, and we were talking about the recently released transcripts of the firefighters who had given testimony shortly after 9/11 about explosions in the building.
Here
and that's when he
break.
Woke up.
We'll pick it up there with Mr. Gage. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
To the listeners of Born on the 4th of July, we take pleasure today in presenting Dr. David Ray Griffin, a scholar and a gentleman, and his comments about this issue I shall just repeat. This is what I found interesting that you had quoted. Until the spring of 2003, I had not looked at any of the evidence. I was vaguely aware there were people, at least on the internet, who were offering evidence against the official account of 9/11. I knew the U.S. government had fabricated evidence to go to war several times before. Nevertheless, I did not take this possibility seriously. I was so confident that they must be wrong. The quote from Dr. David Ray. You were speaking of Mr. Richard Gage, the architect, when we went to break.
Yes, even though he was an architect, I mean, this is the way he puts it himself, he knew nothing about this. He had never heard that there was any controversy about how the buildings came down. But when he heard me talking about explosions, he said he got to shaking so much he had to pull off the side of the road and listen to the show. And he went home and started doing research. And he very quickly saw, with his knowledge of an architect, that those buildings simply couldn't have come down with just the impact of the airplanes plus the resulting fires, that there had to be explosives. So that got him started. And we could tell that story time and time again of people, well, like Bill Christensen, who was a longtime member of the CIA. He was a senior official. And in 2006, I believe it was, he wrote that and said that for the first several years, he had studiously avoided paying any attention to what these conspiracy theorists were saying, but that so many people that he respected had implored him that he finally looked at the evidence. And then he said, after several months of agonizing research, he decided, yes, indeed, the official story just couldn't be true. And so now, and that's repeated with people in many, many professions. So now we have, and this is the major new news that people don't, a lot of people don't know yet, that the 9/11 Truth Organization is now, in a sense, dominated by a number of professional organizations. So it's no longer just a group of individuals doing their own thing. That's still going on. But you've got architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth that has over 700 licensed architects and engineers now who've signed a petition calling on President Obama to authorize a new investigation. There are pilots for 9/11 Truth, veterans, many military officers, former officers, have formed an organization. There are now religious leaders for 9/11 Truth, intelligence officers for 9/11 Truth, firefighters for 9/11 Truth, medical professionals for 9/11 Truth, and one of the most recent ones, political leaders for 9/11 Truth. And already, just in a few months, there are 50-some political leaders from around the world who have signed the petition calling on President Obama to authorize a new investigation. And some of these are very major figures. We have former or present members of the parliament of at least 11 countries, all friendly to, including the United States, but the others are all friendly historically to the United States, plus the European Parliament. So these are not people who hate the United States and therefore accuse it of this. These are people who have put their own reputations on the line, knowing this is very unpopular because the press never congratulates any of these people for their courage. They just either ignore them or ridicule them. And so they've been willing to take a public stand. So the evidence has never been stronger. The 9/11 Truth Movement has never been stronger because of all these. And then we have these amazing films that have been produced. So Giulietta Chiesa, who's a member of the European Parliament from Italy, has produced what many people consider at least one of the two finest full-length films about 9/11 called Zero. It's also been published as a book and translated into Russian and various others. And this has been shown to, I believe, 40 million people in the Russian language. And then there's Loose Change Final Cut that I worked on as script consultant. And now it's being put out as a new version, Loose Change, the final, an American Coup. A briefer version and somewhat changed, and with a narrator, Daniel Sunjata, who is on the hit TV show Rescue Me and was able to persuade that show to have some episodes about 9/11. So 9/11 Truth is bursting out all over the place and in many, many different forms.
That's exciting news. The backdrop would be just a recent comment by Glenn Beck on his program where he talked about 9/11 truthers as terrorists. Are you familiar with that clip from Glenn Beck's nightly news?
Oh, sure. Everybody knows Glenn Beck. I mean, I hate to be so blunt, but he's an idiot. Everybody knows anything knows this.
Very
and,
good.
he and Sarah Palin should team up because between the two, you know, we might get an intellect, an IQ score of 100. You know, he just says the most idiotic things. And, of course, he knows they're idiotic. He's not, I'm kidding about him being stupid. He's not stupid. He's clever, and he knows how to get ratings. But, you know, he probably is pretty well misinformed, as either a lot of people in the media are misinformed, or at least they have to pretend to be misinformed in order to keep their jobs.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, a case in point is here now we have a major scientific article that has shown that there was residue of nanothermite, which is a fairly new high explosive, not created until about the last decades in the 90s. Thermite's been around a long time, but nanothermite is qualitatively different. Thermite is an incendiary, but nanothermite is a high explosive. And they found that the World Trade Center dust, by testing four different independently collected samples, contains this nanothermite, and some of it is even unreacted. So that if you light tiny little bit specks, red chips that are gray, red on one side, gray on the other, and you light them with a torch, they explode. So it appears to be some of the nanothermite that didn't fully explode. And this is obviously an explosive story that should be headline news all around the world, particularly when you see that one of the lead scientists, the first author on the article, is Niels Harrit, who is a professor of chemistry at the University of Copenhagen.
He's one of the world authorities on nanotechnology.
That's right, and he's particularly an authority on nanochemistry, and that's what we're talking about here. These are chemical constituents, and so this has been out for several months now. He was even interviewed on Danish TV, and it was an extremely credible, very convincing interview. I've been with him. I was recently on a European tour, and he joined me both in Paris and in Lucerne. In Lucerne, he gave a full-length lecture. I was just extremely impressed by the fellow. But he's another case of someone who didn't go in looking for stuff like this. He didn't get started on this until either, I believe it's 2005 or 2006, his wife, who's a peace activist, had become aware of some of the 9/11 truth literature and finally got him to look at some of it. And so then he looked at Building 7 coming down, and he said, as a scientist, it just made his jaw fall open, his mouth fall open, because he said he played it over and over and over, because he said, as a scientist, I knew that just couldn't happen, meaning that it couldn't happen without explosives. So that's when then at some point then he joined the team that Stephen Jones had assembled to examine this dust that people had sent him from the World Trade Center.
This is an extraordinary moment, and your experience in Europe and the Europeans being informed through Niels Harrit and others. Ladies and gentlemen, what an honor to hear these words from Dr. David Ray Griffin. This is authentic. This is now. This has impact on what you do today. We are so honored to hear this. We do have callers, and we will bring them on shortly. We will go to break. There were many scientists that joined with Dr. Niels Harrit of Copenhagen in this peer-reviewed paper. It's about 2 months old. The world should change because of that paper.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt-free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure, and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 Debt Relief Secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Returning to Born on the 4th of July, I'm your host, Barbara Jean. Today, David Ray Griffin, world-renowned theologian, scholar, and author. And we'll talk about some of the books that are available for you if you're just listening for the first time and saying, could this be true? How would I find out? And then the acknowledgement of the ramifications of a war on terror, a chaotic world, and the encroachments on civil liberties, all stemming from 9/11. We have Wally in Idaho, an opportunity for Wally to speak with Dr. David Ray Griffin. Welcome, Wally. You're on air.
Thank you, Barbara Jean. Yes, Mr. Griffin, I read your book, The New Pearl Harbor, and I have 4 more of your other books, so I've got my work cut out for me. You know, there's a Frontline PBS video called The Torture Question that you may be unaware of. And about 5 to 10 minutes into this video, there is about a 2 or 3 minute segment on the destruction of the Pentagon on 9/11. And in front of the Pentagon are hundreds of green cans. They appear to be about, I would estimate, maybe 5-gallon cans with some white lettering on that I couldn't decipher. And I had a friend who worked in the special effects department in Hollywood. And he said these green cans are filled with liquid that are used for special effects. They create a cold fire that doesn't burn you, but it creates plenty of smoke. And I remember seeing a book on a stand at the Pentagon. I think it was a dictionary where the Pentagon had been destroyed, and not a single page of this book had been singed. And I thought, well, that's surprising. If a plane crashes into the Pentagon, and there's a lot of fuel that ignites, why wouldn't a single page of this book be singed? Because it was sitting right there by the wall that was destroyed. But anyway, I was wondering if you had ever heard of these green cans.
No, I haven't, and that's really quite interesting. There certainly are mysteries about that fire because of the reasons you give, and that's a possible explanation for that. There are just dozens of things wrong with the official story about the Pentagon, but one of them certainly is the fact that the fires didn't do the kinds of things they should have done, and they appeared at rather strange places given the alleged trajectory of the plane, and people were killed way back in the furthest inside ring of the Pentagon, even though the plane allegedly only went to the C ring, the third ring, and yet people were killed back in the fifth ring. So it may be that it seems to me there's no doubt about that the whole thing was very carefully orchestrated, that you had explosions going off in the building at the same time that the whatever it was that hit the Pentagon did hit it, or at least were later claimed to have occurred at the same time. There's some dispute even about that. But they clearly had a bunch of people lined up in advance to testify to having seen Boeing 757, or at least an American airliner, strike the Pentagon. But they didn't get their stories straight, so their stories contradict each other, so they're not worth very much. So if they prepared all those witnesses, it would certainly make sense, and had prepared explosives within the Pentagon, it would certainly make sense what you're suggesting, that they would have had some special effects cans to create the kind of fire that that they desired.
Well, I've seen quite a few of the videos on 9/11, and this is the only one, this Frontline PBS video called The Torture Question, that shows these green cans. So I thought I would just let you know about that. So if you want,
well, I appreciate that, and I'm making a note of it right now, and we'll take a look at that. So thanks very much for your call.
Thank you so much. Others, if you want to join with us, this is a great opportunity to say, I have spoken with a great American on the issue of 9/11. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Now, the caller mentioned many books, and I've got a title here for a few of them and have seen some of them, but why don't you tell the listener out there who may be like the architect that just maybe came on board within the last two or three years? It does take a sort of a changing of your mindset to think, in fact, that people in power could choose to do such tyranny and terrible, deadly deeds. So why don't you let the listeners know what might be available and where they can access your careful work?
Okay, all of my books are available, as we like to say, in good bookstores everywhere. But if yours isn't one of those, or it happens to be out, you can get all my books at Amazon.com. Just go under Books and then under David Ray Griffin. I might run through the books to give people a sense of what they are and which one they might want to start with. Many people still think that first book, The New Pearl Harbor, is the best. It's certainly the easiest read, and it gives a pretty good summary, most people think, of where the 9/11 truth movement was at the beginning of 2004.
We'll go to break here. We'll pick it up with the books.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given a constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This has been Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Proudly, we present Dr. David Ray Griffin and his colleagues that are all over the world. Ladies and gentlemen, listening audience of RBN, how do you suppose other countries view the American populace in its ignorance of this issue? They are on their local and regular televisions having interviews upon and with this topic with experts who have done their research on their regular television. Have we had anything like that here in the U.S. of A? Back to Dr. David Ray Griffin and the list of the books that might be helpful for you to come up to speed and speak with your friends and neighbors and seek the information that is available through YouTube on the Internet. Back to you, Doctor.
Okay, thank you. Yes, I had just mentioned my first book. It came out at the beginning of 2004. But then there was a request from the Italian publisher and the Chinese, who also were going to do a translation, to do an updated edition, so I did. And I just finished that then when the, or it had just come out, when the 9/11 Commission issued its report. And I was rather shocked because at that stage I still rather naively thought there was at least the possibility that it was an independent, honest commission. But I was quickly disabused by that when I saw lies on the very first page about, in particular, about the hijackers, and just completely ignoring evidence that I had reported in my book. And I knew, by the way, that the commission had multiple copies of my book, so it wasn't that they were ignorant that the 9/11 truth movement, that my book summarized what they had discovered till then, had said, but they were just ignoring it. So my second book was called The 9/11 Commission Report, Omissions and Distortions, and I laid out about 115 lies of either omission or commission, that is, of distortion. Right after that, I had appeared on C-SPAN, had picked up the lecture I gave at the University of Madison, Wisconsin, a lecture called 9/11 and the American Empire. And that brought a lot of people into the movement because it made a lot of people aware of what was going on. And this is the only problem we have, is awareness. When the evidence is so clear that I would say 9 out of 10 people accept it once they learn about it. That is, unless they're professionally handicapped, that is, you know, if they're one of those people that Sinclair Lewis described when he said it's very hard to get a man to understand something when his salary depends on his not understanding it. So except for such people, which includes mainstream reporters, who don't dare accept the position of the movement, or they'd have to see themselves as hypocrites, most people do accept the evidence. And so at that stage, they were ridiculing the movement as made up of a bunch of freaks, conspiracy nuts on the Internet. So Peter Dale Scott and I co-edited a book called 9/11 and American Empire, Intellectuals Speak Out. And we showed there were intellectuals both in America and in Europe who rejected the official story, and for very good reasons. About the same time, I decided it would be important to try to get the church involved in this movement, like they had gotten involved in the civil rights movement and the anti-Vietnam movement some decades before, and that was a pivotal factor. And so I wrote another book called Christian Faith and the Truth Behind 9/11. It got a lot of attention, a lot of it negative, from very conservative churches, but it did succeed in bringing in quite a few people in the Christian community. So we do have an organization now called Religious Leaders for 9/11 Truth that has religious leaders from the Christian community, but also from the Muslim and Jewish communities, and it's open to religious leaders of all persuasions. So it did have some effect. Then in 2006, just before the fifth anniversary of 9/11, those in charge of protecting the official story changed their tactics. Till then, they had been mainly ignoring us. At that time, the movement had gotten so strong, Time magazine reported that, you know, a poll had come out saying that something close to 40% of the people rejected the official story. So Time magazine said, this is no fringe political movement. We had four major publications in August of that year, just before the anniversary, trying to bolster the official story. One of those was the publication of the book by Popular Mechanics. And so I published then a response to those publications. One was a new book by Cain and Hamilton. One was a new document put out by NIST, the National Institute of Standards and Technology, defending its account of the World Trade Center towers. And this book was called Debunking 9/11 Debunking, An Answer to Popular Mechanics and Other Defenders of the Official Conspiracy Theory. One interesting thing about that book is my publisher did not like the title, Debunking 9/11, and he said he had polled all his booksellers And they all just put thumbs down and said, oh, that'll never sell. Well, I've just noticed recently that of my books, older books, that one was 2000 and early 2007, it is holding up very well on the ranking on Amazon. So evidently that title has not hurt its sales. At that stage, then, I decided another tack was in order, because journalists and political leaders that we tried to get to speak out would say, well, look, we can't deal with this. We can't deal with the science. We don't know about steel frame buildings and fire temperatures and all those things. So we just have to take the word of the official bodies that have written about these things. And likewise, we can't deal with conspiracy theory. Or we get branded, if we look at it sympathetically, we get branded as conspiracy theorists or fellow travelers thereof. So I wrote a book called 9/11 Contradictions. It has no theory in it. It has no science in it. It has simply contradictions within the official theory, like the contradiction as to what time Cheney went down to the underground bunker where he took charge on 9/11. The 9/11 Commission says he didn't get down there till almost 10 o'clock when everything was almost all over. The Pentagon had already been struck, for example. But Norman Mineta, the Secretary of Transportation, who went down to the underground bunker at 9:20, said when he got there, Cheney was already there. And that's confirmed by Richard Clark, the counterterrorism czar, who in his book, Against All Enemies, said that Cheney went down there about 9:10, 9:15, and that he told Mineta to go on down there and join the vice president. So here you have an enormous contradiction of about 45 minutes as to what time Cheney got down there. And during that period, the Pentagon was struck, and Mineta had told a story about that it sounded like Cheney giving a stand-down order. And so that's one enormous contradiction. I had 25 chapters. I gave 25 contradictions of that nature within the official story, saying that reporters could report these. They're just facts. They're undisputed facts using mainstream sources. And how many reporters mentioned any one of those? How many book reviews did this book get in mainstream circles, even though the subtitle was an open letter to Congress and the press? You guessed it, zero. So it turns out it's not because they don't know the science. It's not because they can't deal with conspiracy theory that they will not report the facts that have been unveiled by the 9/11 Truth Movement. It's just because they won't do it. And then there are different theories as to why they won't do it. Are they controlled by the CIA? Are they controlled by corporations that are making enormous amounts of money off the so-called war on terror? Both of those are likely true, and other explanations are probably true, too. But whatever is the explanation, it is a fact. The mainstream press simply refuses to report the facts that we report, even though they can see these are pure facts that are indisputable.
This is an amazing moment in time, and once again, I would reiterate to the listener that the world is watching what the citizens of America grasp. The effort that we take to understand, is it important? It's vital to our survival. And these new things that are found that show, I think in the words of Dr. Niels Herit, he said in one interview, this isn't the smoking gun, this is the loaded gun. They've got the facts now with this, especially with this final report on the explosions of about 2 months in age. I think it's fairly new coming out globally, isn't it? This latest report of Dr. Niels Herit and others. I think Dr. Jones is on that report as well.
Yes, and that phrase actually came from Stephen Jones, and it's a reference to that fact that I was referring to. That these some of these bits of these chips were unexploded. So that's what they meant by saying this is the loaded gun, the discovery of these nanothermite chips in the dust.
And for the listener out there, it's because they are so small, and then they could accelerate. And I'm not the scientist, but the smallness of these little chips, and they're very, very, the amounts could be so many that could help create this extraordinary explosion. Am I somewhere close?
Well, sure. I mean, the chips are just the residue from the explosives,
uh-huh.
And they've calculated, given the number in the dust, that we were talking about thousands of pounds of nanothermite that had to be used to bring these three buildings down. By the way, my next book, which I'm just doing the proofreading on today, by the way, will be on the NIST report on World Trade Center 7. And as you know, last August, the head of NIST, the National Institute of Standards and Technology, Chaim Sunder, began the press conference by saying the mystery of World Trade Center 7 has been solved. Well, I show in my book that that is far from the truth. That is, that NIST did not solve the mystery. So I'm calling the book The Mysterious Collapse of World Trade Center 7, Why the Final Official Report About 9/11 is Unscientific and False. And in this book, I go through the nature of some of the basic principles of scientific method much more fully than I did in Debunking 9/11 or any of my other books, and show that NIST is clearly guilty of scientific fraud. Fraud being defined, scientific fraud in the strong sense being defined as fabrication, falsification, and ignoring of evidence. And they're guilty, big time of, all three. And these are not debatable matters. I mean, it's very clear because they contradict, information they had given in an earlier report, back before they had come out with their new theory. That required that they lie about several things they had told the truth about at an earlier time.
And we pay for this kind of an organization to be the final word.
That's right. And in the book, I begin by pointing out that President Obama had pledged that his administration would base its policies on good science and good intelligence. And if he holds true with that, then his Secretary of the Commerce Department, NIST is part of it's under the Commerce Department, so that's the agency, that's the department that this would be subject to. If he holds true to Obama's word, then the Secretary of Commerce will need to fire a whole bunch of people and issue an apology to the American people that millions of dollars of tax dollars were used to produce an intentionally fraudulent report.
What do you think is going to happen? These are grave circumstances. There's an uprising for truth and knowledge, and we are impaired with all kinds of intrusions on the Bill of Rights over the 9/11 happening. And subsequently, we have gone with preemptive war. We have destroyed families and nations. Where does America fit in the future here if this is the basis for our action subsequent to 9/11? And here we are today, 2009. What is your view of how we are, where we're going, what will happen with the knowledge that you have refined and presented to America and the world?
Well, I don't know. And here's where I follow Yogi Berra, who says I don't make predictions, especially about the future. And I just don't have an idea. Many of us were very optimistic about Obama coming into office and that things would change significantly, if not dramatically. I think many of us were also at the same time realistic, knowing that the president is not completely in charge by any means, works under enormous constraints, and can't move very quickly on issues where there are enormous interests at stake. So I think he has a...
We're going to cut to break here, and when we pick it up at the end, we have a shorter segment. We'll let you continue with your thoughts on maybe what the future might bring with this uncovering, unfurling of 9/11.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
An important part of healing in youth involves your body's ability to create proteins at a rate faster than your body is breaking down. The process of creating proteins is orchestrated by amino acids and repair proteins, both of which become deficient in the typical person's body the older they get, so that by age 40, the rate of repair has declined enough that the effects are very noticeable to most people. Chrysalis is a liquid spray nutritional supplement that supplies the body an essential repair protein. By taking Chrysalis, you can potentially improve your overall rate of repair. This product is reported to have a profound track record of success. People frequently report deeper sleep, more energy, better mood, aches and pains going away, loss of body fat, gray hair reversing, vision improvement, and much more. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Go to learnthesecretstoyou.com. That's learnthesecretstoyou.com or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You have been listening to the author of The New Pearl Harbor, Disturbing Questions About the Bush Administration and 9/11, published in the year 2004. Remember the date, 9/11/2001. Where are we today? 2009. And who has been brought to trial and task for 9/11? Back to you, Dr. David Ray Griffin.
Okay, I was saying that I think the jury is still out on Obama, that we shouldn't give up at this stage just because he's done a lot of things that we're unhappy with, such as increasing the war in Afghanistan and Pakistan. But I do want to close by mentioning another reason that I'm optimistic about the 9/11 Truth movement beyond the points I made earlier. My most recent 9/11 book is called The New Pearl Harbor Revisited. I had been asked to bring the New Pearl Harbor up to date, and I had refused for many years, but finally decided that was a good idea, and so I did it last year. And a rather remarkable thing happened. Even though my first two books had really been panned by Publishers Weekly, which is really the Bible for booksellers, book people who order books, librarians and the such, at this time in November of last year, they made this pick of the week. Each year, each week, they star certain reviews, and then they pick one of the starred reviews as the best book of the week. And so only 51 books a year are given this honor, and that was given to the New Pearl Harbor Revisited. So that's a rather remarkable development, because it suggests that here's an organization that depends on its credibility for its survival. It wouldn't dare do anything that it thought was going to erode its credibility. And saying that a book that suggests that 9/11 was an inside job is a good book, not only a good book, but the best book of the week that they looked at, that's quite a risky thing, and yet they were willing to do it. And so in my mind, that was a rather significant development, suggesting that a cultural change has occurred in our country, where people who are aware and concerned about their credibility could make a statement like this. I also should mention my other most recent book. It's not strictly a 9/11 book, but it's relevant because it's about Osama bin Laden. It's called Osama bin Laden, Dead or Alive. It's a little book, under 100 pages. You can read it in an afternoon. But it presents a lot of evidence that has been accumulating that bin Laden not only is dead, but he's been dead since December of 2001. Now, the evidence against this, of course, is the videotapes and audio tapes that keep appearing. But if he's been dead, and I show the evidence is very strong for that, then we have to suspect that these audio tapes and videotapes are fakes. And indeed, some of them clearly are. And so this shows that somebody has been fabricating bin Laden tapes to keep the war on terror alive.
May God bless America, and thank you so much. You are a beautiful person, and your impact is global. We appreciate your being on Born on the 4th of July. We'll follow your records and your books. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Barbara Jean.
With recent